8:28 this morning. Good morning to you, Kent, the Country Morning Show, with a beautiful sunshiny day here of a high 75. Do you ever feel just a little bit guilty? We're having such nice weather here, and our friends in Texas are dealing with all that they're dealing with, you know. And I was telling you about a benefit for Hurricane Harvey relief coming up at the Frenchman's Widow this Sunday. More about that in a second, but I have a feeling that we're going to have some benefits coming up for our friends in the state of Florida. I myself have a friend down there who I met a few years back. Met him here in Southern Illinois. His name is Devin Kidd. And Devin is around the Orlando area, I believe. And I'm going to just touch base with him this morning, make sure he's okay, because some of the things I'm seeing on his Facebook are just kind of crazy right here as they're bracing for Hurricane Irma. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning, sir. Just getting ready as best as we can.
You are in, is it the Orlando area? Where are you located at in Florida?
I live in DeLand, which is a small suburb just north of Orlando. It's roughly 45 minutes away from Walt Disney World, and we're about 20 miles or 20 minutes from Daytona Beach.
Okay, and so are you planning on being there through the duration of this Irma storm?
Yes, we are.
You know, I'm looking at some of these things going on down there on your Facebook, Devin, and I'm like, is this really real? Is this like, I mean, you're running out of gas and all this stuff?
I tell you, it's like a war zone right now, which, I mean, in reality is a good thing because people are doing the best that they can to get prepared. But I, myself, I was out at the grocery store this morning. I was there at 6 a.m. when the doors opened, and I had to fight people for bread. Bread was the last thing on the list that we needed, but we are all supplied and ready to go. We're planning on boarding up our windows tomorrow. But yeah, it is crazy out there. Grocery store shelves are bare. I've posted it on my Facebook. Gas stations are out of gas. Mm-hmm. When gas stations do get gas, the line just stretches on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So our car tanks are full. Anytime we see gas, we top them off just to make sure they're full.
You know, I'm looking at this, brother, and I'm praying for you. We are all going to be praying for Florida here from Southern Illinois, but I know that you're going to do the best you can. Do you think that people are overreacting to this, or do you think this is what it's going to be?
You know, I'm not too sure. You know, I actually have a close friend who's a meteorologist down here, and he's worried. My grandparents have lived in the Orlando area their whole life. I was born here, moved to Southern Illinois when I was 6 years old, so I've got a lot of roots here. Mm-hmm. My grandparents have never been this worried. They're scared of this one, so that makes me a little bit scared.
Yeah,
it's a huge storm. It's 400 miles. It's a huge storm. It's 400 miles wide. There's really no way it can miss us unless it bounces off to the East Coast once it hits Miami. It could bounce off, but only time will tell.
When is it expected to make landfall in Florida, down in Miami? Is it Saturday night or early Sunday morning?
Saturday night, I believe it is supposed to hit Miami. We are supposed to be feeling the effects up here on Sunday afternoon. It's moving very slow. I know it's going to hit South Florida as a Category 5. By the time it gets to us, it's probably going to be a Category 4, possibly strong Category 3, which is still a very dangerous hurricane.
Well, Devin in DeLand, Florida, next to Orlando. Buddy, I tell you what, we are praying for you and your family. Stay safe through all of this, and thank you for your time this morning. Stay safe, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Good talking to you.